So what happened if you did an experiment to intentionally gain weight? Well, I did just that. So listen on to find out why I did that and also the unexpected lessons I got from it. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Okay, so welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 168. So today we're talking about how I intentionally gained weight, and here's what I learned. So before we get to that, the best bite I had recently, I did a photo shoot on Wednesday when I recorded this, and I made a heap of different things. But at the end, I just had this idea. I had some leftover ricotta, and I had a jar of Nutella or choc hazelnut spread. And I was like, ooh, creamy choc hazelnut pudding. That sounds amazing. So I just like stirred a couple of teaspoons through that creamy ricotta that you get in a tub. And it was just like, it was so good. It was like, just creamy, yum. And maybe next time if I had some roast hazelnuts, I'd put some extra hazelnuts, chopped hazelnuts on top. But yeah, so, so good. Okay, so our plan for today is first I'm going to share the story behind my crazy decision to gain weight. And then I'm going to share with you the unexpected lessons that I learned. And then we'll talk about a next steps or so how you can apply this idea to your life. So in terms of the story behind this episode, so actually this idea comes up to me occasionally every now and again. I think, well, it really would be good for me to actually gain weight and lose it just so I can, because whenever I do work on myself and do things to change my eating and my health, I always get great insights that are really helpful for my clients. And so I was thinking, oh, maybe it would be good to actually have a project where I intentionally gain weight over a month and then lose it. And just like from doing that, I'm sure I will learn some stuff that's going to be helpful for people. And of course, I had a lot of resistance to doing it. And I was thinking about, I don't know if you remember, ever watched Seinfeld, but there was a really great episode in Seinfeld where I think it was called The Opposite. And basically, George Costanza did the opposite of everything he would normally do. So if he normally had a ham sandwich, he would have tuna sandwich. or if he would normally say no to something, he would say yes to it. Or if he would normally say yes to something, he would say no to it. And he's like completely turned around, and he was like really successful. And he had everything was going really well for him just because he was doing the opposite of his natural inclination. So I was thinking about having this experiment where I do the opposite for food. And then I was like, no, I really don't want to start eating junk food and I don't want to start eating in front of the TV and randomly grazing and doing all those types of things. I was like, that doesn't sound fun. But what I did decide was that actually it would be really helpful to just do the experiment where the only thing I changed was the quantity that I was eating. So I wasn't going to change the types of foods that I was eating, but just look at the quantity. And the reason for that experiment being helpful is because I think there's this narrative in the world that eat more healthy food and eat less unhealthy food, then your weight becomes this thing that's not a problem, right? And the thing is that that's not true, because the amount of food that you eat has a huge impact on your weight. So you can be eating really, really well. And so many of my clients do that. They come to me, they're eating well, they cook for themselves, and or when they go out, they're eating good quality food. They're not eating stuff, junk food all day long. They may have some of that in their life, but they're not just only eating junk food out of the vending machines, but still their weight's a problem. And so I was thinking it would be helpful to do that experiment just as more example of that actually it's how much you're eating rather than what you're eating that we really need to be concerned about. And there's actually a great documentary, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, called Portion Size Me, where two university college students ate every meal for a month in a fast food restaurant, but proviso was that they ate the right amount of food for their body. So they weren't overeating, they were eating the right amount of food, and neither of them gained weight in that month of eating fast food all the time. And I would consider doing that experiment as well, and I definitely would do that in the future. But where I live, it's I'm in the middle of the country, so I'm not going to drive in the car for half an hour to go and have every meal. But I'll think about that. But anyway, so long story short, I decided to just changing this one thing of the serving sizes that I was having at my meals and see what happened. So let's dive in and figure out what were the unexpected lessons that I learned. Just a quick break to say thank you for listening to Joyful Eating. I don't run ads on the podcast, so the only way this podcast grows is by word of mouth. So if you've received value from my work, I'd be so grateful if you took a few seconds to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I appreciate you. Now back to the show. The first one, which kind of didn't surprise me, but it may surprise you, was that overeating is in itself is not enjoyable. And I know this from my work around learning to listen to my body. Like, one of the satiety cues is that when we feel like when we've had enough food, we lose interest in the food. Like, it just doesn't, it's not as appealing and we don't really enjoy it anymore. And so that's like one of the things, if you're eating and you're like, oh, I'm not really into this anymore, that's often a sign that you've had enough. So and that your body, like, you it's time to stop eating. So when I was intentionally overeating, like, I just found like, I would enjoy the first part of my meal and then it'd be like, oh, here I am still slugging away at this like chicken or still slugging away at this salmon. Like, and it was really like, particularly because I was trying, like, my goal was to kind of eat twice as much protein as I normally would. So I was serving myself twice as much as normal and I was trying to finish my plate. And it was just like, oh, those last, like, you know, last half of it was just, it was not enjoyable. It was like, oh, what am I doing this experiment for? And it's fascinating, hey, that the first half of my meal I was enjoying it. I was really like into it, but then it would just be like, you know, the boys would have left the table, everyone's gone, and here's me like slogging away. I was like, right. So that was fascinating. The next worst lesson I learned was that overeating protein is actually really hard. Like, not from a, like, first of all, there's that non-enjoyment thing, but when you are eating a lot of protein, I was trying to eat twice as much as I normally would. I actually wasn't gaining that much weight. So even though I was having like twice as much chicken or twice as much steak as I normally would, my weight wasn't going up nearly as much as I thought it would. Like, it was kind of like, and there was one day I was like, it went down a bit and I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? And I actually felt really disappointed. Actually, that's my third lesson, that it is possible to lose weight and feel disappointed. So because I'd set that intention that I wanted to gain because I wanted to have this like experience, when I had that day that I actually, like, my weight went down a bit, I was like, oh man, like, I actually felt that disappointment. I was like, that's never happened. So yeah, like, that was pretty crazy. And that was a great highlight about how the scale, it's really all about our thoughts and our expectation. The disappointment that we feel if we do gain weight, it all comes down to, like, we can feel that, like, I was actually feeling happy on the days that I gained weight when I was doing this experiment. So that's kind of, that was cool to really understand how decoupled that is and how it's, just how you think, how I think about the scale, it determines how I feel about it. So yeah, that was the third lesson. The second one, yeah, just overeating protein is hard. Like, eating too much food, like getting too many calories, it's hard to do it if you're eating like a lot of protein. And then the fourth lesson that I learned, which is why the experiment was cut short, was that, and I kind of knew this, but that overeating really impacts sleep quality and quantity as well. So what I found was that, like, when I would overeat eat my big giant protein meals in the evening, like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would just, you know, my sleep quality, like the amount of, like, as I measure I have a ring that tracks my sleep, that like amount of like REM sleep I was getting and the amount of deep sleep I was getting was significantly less when I was having those big meals. So I did try experimenting with like not having such a big dinner, but having a lot of extra food at lunchtime, but that still didn't have a huge positive impact on my sleep, because I've got some other sleep stuff going on, some hormone stuff that I think is having an impact on sleep. And I was like, at the moment, sleep's too important. I'm not willing to do this experiment anymore. So I cut the experiment short after a week. And that was my fourth lesson. So overall, I, like, in the course of the week of me trying to intentionally gain weight by eating just more protein, like not changing what I was eating, I think I gained like 3 pounds, so like 1.5 kilos. And of course, like, by the end of the following week, it was back, like, it was gone. So I guess that was the fifth lesson is that I think a lot of people have this thought that, oh, it goes up, the weight can go on really quickly and come off. It takes a lot longer for it to come off. But really, the on and off thing, it can be like, it can come off just as quickly as it goes on, depending on how much you're eating when you're in the losing phase. So I thought that was a really good and interesting lesson to learn. Yeah. So that was my experience of intentionally gaining weight. So what I would really encourage you in terms of next step is just do, like, you don't obviously have to do this experiment for a long period of time, but just have, like, do this experiment with yourself where you just have one day where you think, yeah, I'm intentionally going to gain weight, and try and do it not by changing, like, not, don't go out and binge on ice cream. Like, just go, no, I'm just going to eat more protein at my meals. So I'm going to serve myself, if I normally have, you know, 3 eggs, I'm going to serve myself 6 eggs and eat all the eggs, and just see how that feels and see how much the scale goes up. And also, like, what can guarantee is, like, if you're wanting it to be higher, you'll probably be disappointed, but I won't pre-shadow your results. But yeah, I'd love to hear if you do that experiment and try it out, like, send me a message. So my email is jules@thestonesoup.com. I'll put it in the show notes, but I would love to hear if you do that experiment and what happens and what you learn from it. Okay. Have a fantastic week enjoying your food and experimenting and playing around. And I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.